Hello. I took a week longer than I had expected, but stuff still happened. So what's up? I'm back. I had a sinus infection. Sorry, I wasn't back last week, but I'm back. A lot happened. Holy wow, a lot happened. Here's some of it. Habeas corpus. Sounds woke to me. Stephen Miller, who is a senior advisor at the White House, and the answer to the question, what if we put every vile trait of a human being into one person, wants to suspend the right to habeas corpus. What is it? Is it communist? A little bit. Habeas corpus is the concept that you are essentially allowed to challenge the government when they detain you to make sure that people don't get detained illegally. It's due process, in a word. It's essentially, you have a right to not be illegally imprisoned. And so here we have a very loud fascist white supremacist advisor to a fascist administration being like, hey, let's take away people's right to challenge imprisonment. Can't go wrong. Miller is abhorrent, and he's abhorrent for many, many, many reasons, but he's also just loudly a white supremacist, and people just kind of let that happen, which is whack. The dude is in favor of re-migration, which is a not particularly clever way to say remove everyone from the country who is not of white European descent, which itself is not a particularly clever way of saying ethnically cleanse the country. He's one of the most senior officials in the administration, and I truly am baffled by his existence. He's the worst human I can imagine? Speaking of terrible humans, 17 states and the District of Columbia are suing the Trump administration over an executive order from his first day in office. The executive order is titled The Temporary Withdrawal of All Areas on the Outer Continental Shelf from Offshore Wind Leasing and Review of the Federal Government's Leasing and Permitting Practices for Wind Projects. That's what I named my firstborn. I don't have children. Probably for a good reason. So what this order does, if, you know, I know you got it from the name, but let's just talk about it real quick, just for them over there. It stops wind farming. It essentially halts permits for all wind energy, especially offshore wind energy, and wants to review how we're doing wind energy production domestically. This is all because the guy hates quote-unquote windmills. He's famously anti-windmill. I'm saying windmill with air quotes because it's not a windmill, it's a wind turbine. Those are very different things. This man is the president of a country for the second time, a country with an energy grid, and he's still mixing that up. But that still doesn't get to why he hates them. He hates them because wind turbines were built visibly offshore from one of his properties in Scotland. That is legitimately why he doesn't like them. Like, he's been on a tirade ever since he lost a legal battle to prevent the construction of offshore wind farms visible from his property. And so because of this beef from this loser, an entire country just loses an option for renewable energy. Human beings with functional circulatory systems cast votes for this man. I'm in awe. Like, this isn't new. None of this is new information. This is just what he does. Anyway, in before some loser jumps into the comments and is like, this is what I voted for. ICE is still out here doing their best SS cosplay, despite the Department of Homeland Security almost being out of money. The Department of Homeland Security in the US is about $1 billion over budget already and is at risk of being past their budget before the end of the fiscal year, which is a crime. It's actually a crime to spend money that was not allocated to your department. Nothing's gonna happen here. But it's a crime. But what are they doing with that money? Don't worry. They're being very responsible. For example, they detained a 54-year-old Irish woman for 17 days recently. She's a legal resident of the country. She's been here for decades and had one small skirt with the law 20 years ago. And they detained her for 17 days as she was returning from a trip, checking on her sick father. Held for 17 days because. But they're also spending your money by causing mass panic in neighborhoods, by chasing people down in broad daylight, unmarked and masked. The American dream is hearing screaming outside, running out into your neighborhood, and seeing your neighbors arrested by unidentified federal agents. Makes me feel really comfortable about psychotic people who would use that to their advantage. Very cool, very safe, very healthy. They also arrested the sitting mayor of Newark, New Jersey, who was with his constituents protesting an ICE detention facility that is not wanted in the area. Here's something cool. A bunch of people from this locality were like, fuck this, we don't want this, including the mayor. And then the federal agents just arrested them. Because states' rights, you know, it's important for states' rights so that they can determine what kind of a state they want to run. Unless it goes counter to a fascist dictator. Doubly so if they can use footage from arrests in your state to satiate their base. Anyway, here's a bit of an upshot. There was a hack recently at an airline that ICE uses to deport people. A bunch of hackers defaced the website and released information to the press from their servers. 404 Media obtained this, and they were actually able to find information about a man who has been hidden from his family by ICE. The dude was disappeared, they had no information, they'd been stonewalled by the government, but hackers got a hold of the manifest and were able to give them to journalists, who were then able to inform a grieving family. Do more of that. All right, John Fetterman is losing it. We knew this, and we knew he was never really all that great. But he's losing it. So John Fetterman, he's a senator from Pennsylvania. He was up against Dr. fucking Oz in the election. So don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not a Fetter boy. But the seat's better off with him than Dr. Oz. If you're not familiar, Dr. Oz is a quack TV doctor that Oprah Winfrey gave a program a while back. That's his credentials. But Fetterman has honestly not been all that much better. He successfully swindled progressives in Pennsylvania, convincing him he was going to fight for them, and then completely heel-turned on them. He is strongly pro-Israel. He's like besties with Netanyahu. He was even recently gifted a silver-plated beeper from Netanyahu after Netanyahu used beepers with bombs hidden in them to do a terrorist attack on a civilian population. We've gotten recent reports from his staffers that he's just been irate and uncontrollable. We had that video of him arguing with people on an airline about whether or not he had to wear his seatbelt. And now we've got a story from a town hall he did with a teachers union. Apparently during the meeting, he started to just lose his shit, was bashing his fists on the table and just repeatedly saying, "Why does everybody hate me? I didn't do anything." It got so uncomfortable that staffers actually ushered people out of the room. One staffer was outside just like shaken, and the teachers were trying to provide any amount of comfort that they could. But hey, on the topic of not having done anything, maybe don't do the things that I just listed that were shitty. Why does everybody hate me? I am just a dick to my constituents. Weird. Anyway, here's an idea. Shut the fuck up and resign. I'm gonna let you down gently with this one, because this is kind of hard. The Fox News host that we made, the Secretary of Defense, it's not going well. I know this is shocking and surprising, but I just wanted you to hear it from me. It's going poorly enough that the White House has actually removed his choice of chief of staff and taken away that choice from him. Pete Hegseth, a white supremacist, alcoholic wife beater who is a former Fox News host, basically has no experience and should not be at the head of an army, tried to appoint some random dude that everyone hates to be his chief of staff. Here's a quote from a White House staffer about the guy that Hegseth wanted to be chief of staff. Quote, "He doesn't have adequate experience, lacks the political chops, and is widely disliked by almost everyone in the White House who has been exposed to him." Me too. So yeah, the White House has basically said, "Nah, we're gonna pick your chief of staff." Hegseth has just been a disaster, and I'm guessing they just don't want to go back on his nomination given how hard they fought for him. I do not think he is long for this role, but that's a given. It's the Trump administration. We are past policy. We're done. We're moving on to world stuff. World star. Anyway, world stuff. Pope. We pope. Got a pope. We poped it. Pop, pop. It's a pope. Peepaw. It's the pope time. I don't know what I'm doing. It's been a long life. So Pope Francis died, but now we got a new one. Pretty quickly. It was like a day and a half. We got a new one. Pope Leo the 14th. He's from Chicago. I can't, it's just a weird concept. We now have a pope who probably has a hot dog order. Like, he knows what he wants. Shout out to Chicago-style hot dogs. That shit's rad. Anyway, yeah, there's not a whole lot to say yet. It's new pope. He's doing new pope things. I saw that he wears an Apple Watch, I guess. That's he's just like us. The best thing to come out of the whole new pope thing, though, is that he has a brother who's just been real excited to tell us all about him. We've just been getting headline after headline from the Pope's brother, where he's just like, yeah, he fucking is real good at Fortnite. Shit like that. Side note, I don't think that he said the Pope is good at Fortnite, but who knows? It's 2025. Now, what's he like? I don't really know, but by all accounts, he's like a pretty good dude and relatively moderate. I don't really have high expectations when it comes to Popery, but wishing you all who are the Pope folk, wishing you good popes. Have at. India and Pakistan were escalating towards an all-out war until very recently when they signed a ceasefire that, at time of recording, seems to be holding. For the past few weeks, there have been just exchanges on either side of the border between India and Pakistan. And recently, the Trump admin came out and were like, we facilitated ceasefire talks. It's unclear what exactly happened. It seems like the White House is pressuring India and Pakistan to come to a ceasefire agreement, but according to both India and Pakistan, they had direct communication talks where they agreed on a ceasefire, and now both sides are claiming victory. About 30 minutes after the ceasefire agreement, there was like an explosion in Kashmir, and so people were concerned the ceasefire wasn't going to hold. But since then, it's been mostly calm. This is very dynamic. This could absolutely change at any moment, but that's where we are right now. Really hoping this doesn't re-escalate. We don't need that. We've got enough going on. Technology. Apple done stepped in it. So Apple's been fighting a legal battle with Epic Games for years now over Apple's locked down ecosystem of payments on iOS. If you have an iPhone, you've probably dealt with apps that don't let you sign up for a subscription unless you go to their website, or apps that are more expensive if you sign up through iOS than through their website. That's because Apple takes a 30% cut and requires developers to go through their payment services. Or at least that's what they were doing, and they've been fighting to keep it that way. A judge ruled in 2021 that they can't be doing that. They gotta allow other payment systems. And Apple has apparently been doing everything, every step of the way since then, to prevent that from actually happening. According to recently reviewed law stuff, Tim Cook has been actually pushing for them to skirt the court ruling, even if other executives were like, hey, maybe we should just adhere to that. So because of this, the judge was actually like, hey, y'all, I'm about to hold Apple in criminal contempt of court, to which Apple was like, whoa, we're going to appeal? Actually, let's not go there. Apple's lawyers say that if they have to support the court ruling, they're going to lose vast sums of money. I plugged that into a calculator. I subtracted it from Apple's current cash on hand, and the calculator said that the result would be vast sums of money still. I'm not a math magician, but the little guy in my calculator is, and I trust him with my life. Hey, don't make an AI rendition of me for anything. Just on the outset of this next story. Lots of stuff from 2021 this time around. A man named Chris Pelkey in 2021 was killed during a road rage incident. There was some road beef. Dude pulled out a gun, shot him, and killed him. That was back in 2021, and there have been trials ongoing. But Chris's family decided to recreate him using AI by feeding videos and pictures of him into an AI that then generated his own impact statement to speak from beyond the grave in court. The result is like a monotone, robotic, genuinely terrifying construction that, in my opinion, feels like a desecration of this man's memory.
Hello. Just to be clear for everyone seeing this, I am a version of Chris Pelkey recreated through AI that uses my picture and my voice profile. I was able to be digitally regenerated to share with you today.
But here's the part that I cannot reconcile. Now look, this was an initiative done by his sister and family. Like, the people who saw the video, who are related to this guy, liked it. I don't know him. The video makes me very upset. But the judge liked it too. The judge was all about it. So the judge liked it, and the family was for it. They were the ones that drove it. I cannot wrap my head around the idea of being happy that a computer has interpreted what your dead loved one might say. Even going as far as to say, like, it's great to see you all here today. It means a lot to me. You're a fucking computer. You don't get to pretend you know what the feelings of a man coming back from the dead to address a court regarding the fate of his murderer would be. Don't AI me, please. We're doing it again. We're doing Theranos again. Elizabeth Holmes of Theranos Infamy is currently in jail. She's a jail girl. She made Theranos, which was a company that she claimed was going to revolutionize the diagnosis industry, got a bunch of investments. Turns out it was bullshit. Now she's in jail. But now her partner is fundraising for a new startup, an AI diagnosis startup. She's all for it. She's promoting it from within jail. She's also talking about rejoining the healthcare med tech industry after she gets out of jail, talking about how she's writing patents from behind bars. Yeah, okay. Hey, Rot. You made a fraudulent company that took people's money and sold false promises of a better medical future for people who desperately need it. No, don't come back. Gaming. Grand Theft Auto 6 has been delayed until spring 2026, fulfilling one of my 2025 year predictions, which granted was the easiest one of them all. Like, it was gonna happen. We knew that. They insisted, they said it wasn't gonna happen, but that just made it more gonna happen. Stop right there, criminal scum. so that we can play Oblivion. Yeah, while I was gone, I'm just talking about this because it happened while I was gone and I need to talk about it. Bethesda released the Oblivion Remastered game. Elder Scrolls Oblivion Remastered. Nailed it. The Elder Scrolls IV Oblivion is a 2006 open world RPG that is notorious for hysterical NPC interactions. This remaster beautifully upgrades all the graphics, but does not touch the game logic. So you get to play this game that it feels a lot more like a modern game now, but then you go into town and every single NPC just like turns and faces you and is like, well, hello there. Just a cacophony. And then the second they're done greeting you, they all turn to each other and just start saying the most out of pocket bullshit you can imagine. Just complete non sequiturs back and forth. It's an experience. Anyway, the game is genuinely pretty good. I'm just happy that it exists. Stardew Valley people, rejoice in the future. The developer of Stardew Valley was recently on a podcast where he said that he might eventually make a Stardew Valley 2. Now, to be clear, this is not an announcement of Stardew Valley 2. So Stardew Valley has been ridiculously popular. It essentially revitalized an entire genre, and now that genre is hyper-populated. So it's genuinely a good thing that he's not going right to Stardew Valley 2 because there's too many games that are effectively Stardew Valley 2 right now. He's been working on a game called Haunted Chocolatier for a while, but primarily he just keeps going back to working on Stardew Valley, releasing a ton of free content updates, which we like that. Thank you. But this is the first time that he's actually acknowledged that Stardew Valley 2 might actually happen at some point. So get out your overalls and pet your chickens. Lightning round. We've got a new combination flu and COVID shot that is actually more effective than individual flu and COVID shots. So that's woo. In his own words, the MyPillow guy is, quote, in ruins financially, as he is required to pay a bunch of legal fees. Some dude's been stalking Eminem for years and recently broke into his house for the third time. He's very in jail. There's new research into improved Lyme disease treatment that looks pretty promising. Still check yourself for ticks after going for a hike. Warren Buffett is retiring at 94 years old, showing us that he would never have made a good senator. An 8-year-old in Kentucky ordered 70,000 lollipops for himself and his friends using his mom's phone. Just kind of took it, ordered a shitload of lollipops on Amazon, and they showed up. The perfect crime. She tried to return them, but it was too late. And finally for today, this is important. There is now video of the world's tallest dog meeting the world's smallest dog. This is important. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Stuff Keeps Happening. Head to skah.news for sources, bonus content, and a whole new world. My name is Endeavorance. I'll be back on Monday. Take care and be well.